Yeah, that's certainly doable. So there are two reasons for improved read performance. One is possible reduction of head movement, and the second is better load balancing. Right? That's what you summarized.
Right, yeah. And for the write performance, that depends on our tunable upgrade, what it has been configured to.
So why not Borg on a write? Wouldn't Borg be sort of doing the same thing with restricting head movement and better load balancing? I don't know about that. Maybe Borg can do better load balancing also. So that's about performance. So there may be some benefits towards performance with upgrade.
Yeah.
Read performance.
Right.
We don't know about write.
Right. We're not sure about write.
Writes, in fact, can get worse because you have to...
Yeah, it could get worse if you have to write two copies of it.
What you could do, for instance...
How will it get worse?
But you need to write more copies.
Right, but one of the copies can be written in background, so...
But you still need to do that, right?
Yeah.
We have additional load on the system.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
And, so the motivation for RAID 6 in most places were that the disk capacities were getting larger and the number of disk drives in RAID systems were getting larger.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very likely that we have, after this fails, the likelihood of getting another error is is quite high.
So when they talk about errors, do they talk about sector errors or drive failures?
Not drive failures, they mostly talk about latent sector errors or bit errors.
So which paper are you referring to? Which papers are paper?
I can send you the links to the papers.
Okay.
Because these are multiple papers. Even
by which group? Yeah.
Well, there's one from, I think it was University of Waterloo.
Okay.
There's one which has a lot of authors. One of them is Mary Baker. And
these are recent papers?
James Planck in the RAID 6 Liberation Code paper.
Uh-huh.
So he also has the same paper.
So... Yeah, so you're saying that most of the people talk about latent sector errors and disk corruption and sector corruption rather than drive failures?
Yes, because drive failures are, the likelihood of drive failure is much lower than getting the other bit errors or something like that. Especially during reconstruction, because bit errors tend to be more common because of the larger, you have more space and
mm-hmm.
More capacity for disk drive, so the reconstruction is longer. And
okay.
Likely of bit errors or more.
Okay. Okay, so what is the case for upgrade?
So
even RAID 5 and RAID 6.
So with RAID 5, with upgrade, we can have better performance without having any additional...
better read performance.
Better read performance. Right, is the question mark. Without any additional hardware,
mm-hmm.
and a better reliability than RAID 6 because of lower reconstruction times.
Better reliability than RAID 6?
I'm sorry, better reliability than RAID 5, but not as much as RAID 6.
Because of faster reconstruction time?
Yeah.
So, what do you think is sort of the most important benefit here with upgrade?
Compared to RAID 5 and RAID 6?
Yeah.
Well, with upgrade, if we can somehow modify the algorithm or something to improve the write performance as well.
No, the benefit, what is the most important benefit of upgrade? Do you think it's performance or reliability? So also take into context what you would do if you had to do something like a Borg on a RAID, and instead of doing something like upgrade, if you were to do a ball gunnery, how do things change? And
so we just work on the rain, but then you still have the same problem for the rain.
You still have the same problem for the rice. What is the same problem?
The same problem as here, with upgrade.
With upgrade, the problem with the rice is that you have to maintain two copies.
Exactly. Because if you have four, that means you're just maintaining the copy in scratch space. That means you also have to maintain the parity in scratch space.
Yeah, it would be like having a board partition that's also rated. So you have a RAID partition for the data, you have a RAID partition for Borg,
mm-hmm.
or OPT, I should say.
What if we do, this would be a possibility of thinking, what if for the common data, we just mirror the two copies, and then wait for the parity calculation?
Mirror the two.
So you have two strides that you have, you have one stride that you have to write in two places.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you just copy the stride to the scratch space. You copy the stride to its location.
Okay.
And then do the parity calculation in the background.
And that affords the same reliability.
Because you're mirroring two copies. Right. And the strides, like the disk, you won't replicate the same stripe on the same disk. It's on some different disk. Even if one disk fails, you still have the mirrored data. So you're using mirroring for the hot blocks. For the hot stripes.
Sure.
And then just postponing the parity calculation.
There is a paper called hot mirroring, which do we refer to in the Borg paper?
I think we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that paper talks about the RAID system. So you should take a look at that.
Okay.
The hot mirroring paper. If you haven't already read it, you should.
Okay.
Especially because one of the references in Borg.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe there is some way to reduce the overhead of maintaining the writes, and in fact, if we do that, then we can incur the same. I mean, the overhead cannot be reduced, but the wait time, the stall time, can be reduced.
Right.
Application stall time can be reduced without having to wait for both parity update, original data update, and the mirror update. You can update mirror and data right away and do parity update in the diagram. Okay. Yeah, that seems to provide some relief. Okay, so, yeah, but what is the greatest benefit with upgrade? I think we started off by saying that we wanted to speed up reconstruction. That's sort of the topmost priority.
Right, exactly. And we're not really sure about performance, but reconstruction is most likely. It will be reconstruction will definitely speed up.
Okay, and
because if you're talking about performance, this performance is due to our reconstruction phases. Right, because we want to increase the reconstruction time, so our IS performance is definitely going to impact.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Our IO, like the foreground IO processes, IO requests, they will definitely be impacted during reconstruction times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
I didn't understand. I didn't get the point.
So our goal is reliability, because we cannot guarantee performance during reconstruction, right? We are focusing on reliability. Performance is only during the non-reconstruction time.
Yes, that's
it,
right.
Like
when
side you're, effect of.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it seems like a side effect of upgrade that you get better performance.
Right.
And if my goal were performance, maybe I would design the system in a different way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then you would also guarantee performance during the reconstruction, which you won't.
That I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's
true. Oh yeah, because we don't have those balancing problems
there. So do you agree that the, or are you saying that the major benefit of upgrade would be reconstruction performance? So with rate 5 and rate 6, certainly that's clear.
Yes.
But the question is, what about the workout concept?
Yeah. So with workout, their goals is United States again.
Mm-hmm.
And performance during reconstruction.
Yes.
So, if we have better performance, we cannot guarantee performance during reconstruction. Only without reconstruction. And and with upgrade, we will also, well, workout requires additional hardware.
Yes.
Like it requires an entire rate system.
Yes.
Which upgrade doesn't, so you can use it in your existing system.
Yes. Yeah. So we know all this, but the question was, I mean, can you do some analysis for what sort of costs are incurred with workout and how much improvement in that workout provides relative to upgrade in terms of reconstruction performance? And is there any way that we can argue that upgrade does make sense?
Workout is always going to perform better than upgrade.
I mean, it has to, I mean, it will reconstruct faster. So it has more reliability than upgrade. So if you wanted to build something.
Yeah, so what we have to say is that we are not trying to compete with workout. This is a different system than workout. Then you just use whatever you have, you know, the existing components and increase your reliability.
And the speeding up of the reconstruction of upgrade is because of the following factors. And what are those factors?
Sorry, could you say that again? What are the factors?
The speeding up of reconstruction and upgrade. What are the factors that help upgrade improve reconstruction performance?
Because we have copies of data, we don't have to reconstruct or spend time reconstructing that data. And also, because we have the copies of data, we don't have to, we can service the IO a little faster.
The read-ons.
The read-ons from the, or the right-ons from the
press. The right ones, we just said that.
During reconstruction.
During reconstruction. During reconstruction, if we have a copy of a data, it doesn't matter whether we have copies or not for writes, because you're going to replace it. Oh yeah, the difference is that you can do subtractive parity computations if you have the data on disk.
Yeah.
So there are some borderline arguments towards upgrade along both RAID 5 and RAID 6 as well as with workouts. So what do you think is the future of upgrade?
Well, I think upgrade has a better future than workout, possibly, because of it doesn't require the additional RAID system. Like, for instance, if you ask Meta what they would prefer to implement right now, they would rather prefer upgrade because they don't need any additional hardware, even if they have like thousands of systems.
I wouldn't be so sure, because upgrade introduces substantially more complexity, and you have to pay this additional overhead.
Because with workout, you're also maintaining copies on a cell gate plane,
not,
and then what?
You're not maintaining any copies.
During the reconstruction.
Yeah, but that's
and then that ultimately has to be copied back.
Yeah.
Yes, so I mean, isn't it as complex as upgrade?
No, because with upgrade, you have to continuously maintain those copies.
Okay.
In during normal execution.
Okay.
With workout, the normal execution is remains exactly the same as before. You don't need to change anything.
Yeah.
And reconstruction time execution is different and definitely complex.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to focus on one complex element in there, which runs during infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
So you can argue that there is less code complexity with workout than upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said you had a discussion with Billy about this?
That was about something else which I need to talk to as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I won't be surprised if NetApp decides that workout is a more simpler solution, especially with a company like NetApp that sells big boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It is perfectly the right environment for this kind of an idea, because you have a whole bunch of RAIDs sitting inside one box. How do you do anything with the existing boxes? They've already sold it to the customer somewhere. I don't know. What's your point?
Well, I mean, my point is, I don't know. I just think it's more simpler to upgrade if you don't want really high reliability, but you want better reliability than what you have.
The game changer will be how much improvement in reconstruction performance we have relative to RAID 5. If that's substantial,
no,
and if it changes...
How much improvement in reconstruction performance?
Yeah. How much more quicker does upgrade perform reconstruction relative to RAID 5 reconstruction?
No, we can't compare it with RAID 5. We have to compare it with like Pro or something, right?
Yeah, but
best.
Yeah, Pro with RAID 5.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Whatever you want to use for your reconstruction algorithm with RAID 5.
Or RAID 6. And RAID
5. Or RAID 6 and RAID 6 plus upgrade.
Yeah.
And let's just stick to one RAID 5.
Okay.
If there is a substantial improvement in the reconstruction performance to the point that the probability of that second error reduces substantially within the reconstruction period, then it certainly makes sense to use something like upgrade. So we have to do some, I mean, there has to be some baseline analysis for some back of the envelope calculation which will tell me, okay, if my RAID 5 time is so much.
You mean like a theoretical calculation?
Yeah, some sort of modeling.
Estimate.
Yeah, some sort of estimate. Or alternatively, we have to do simulations.
Mm.
Which would require implementing all of upgrade in RAID 5 and simulation.
Yeah. Because simulation, actually implementing it would probably give a better estimate than calculations, right? Because there may be other hidden costs which we don't account for in the calculation.
That's true. It depends on how detailed the model is. But we need to have some estimates for how much improvement are we talking about here with upgrade. And if that improvement is very small, then probably it's not, because upgrade adds substantial complexity to the system,
mm-hmm.
and which might break that complexity itself might break the system, right? So if you want to sell something like this to NetApp, which is what you're suggesting, we have to make a very strong case for why you want to add that extra complexity.
Mm-hmm.
That there is in fact substantial gain to be had.
Yeah, but we can't find out on this the actual information.
No, I don't agree. I mean, you can create a model of some sort and determine, okay, here's the reconstruction process, this is how I model it. Okay, here is the fraction of the OPD space or upgrade space. Here is how much data that's already been constructed. Here is my workload, and let's see what sort of, I have some model of the workload, then I can compute reconstruction time.
Mm-hmm.
You could develop a model like that. It will not be as complex as writing an entire simulator. Two simulators actually, one for RAID 500 and upgrade. So I don't think for us it is a good idea to go into an actual implementation without having some estimate for what sort of improvements we are talking about here.
Yeah, it does make sense.
So, okay, so I think we are out of time for now. Do you have anything else that you need to discuss, or this was all there is?
Yes, this was all there is, and then we have to discuss about what to do then.
So did you think about the problem that I presented to you last time?
Yeah, I did. But you mean about what happens if hard drives fail? Right, that was the problem, right?
No, I didn't talk about hard drive failure. I talked about the latent sector errors and the size of the disk increasing and the probability of latent sector errors and so on.
So maybe then I misunderstood the problem.
So what was the problem that you understood?
The problem was that the probability of disk failing, I thought it was failing, or the failure is not errors.
Okay, so what is the problem then? As you understood it?
The probability of disk failures is increasing, so if we could somehow try to make storage systems more reliable, make hard drives more reliable. So to that I thought that maybe we could, but this is probably going to take a much longer time than we have, is to, I guess, analyze all the errors that happen in a hard drive before they actually fail, to model those errors, and then we can possibly say that by taking these corrective measures, we could prolong the life of a hard disk.
So what sort of errors would this be?
Well, whatever errors lead to the final failure of a hard drive.
So is there some papers that, I mean, how do we get that data?
Yeah, that's the thing. And to get the data, I guess we need to...
I mean, we have to come up with a project that is feasible.
Right. So to get the data, we either could, inject faults and see what happens. Or we could get data from...
You know how difficult
that is. That's a very extensive thing. That was the only solution I could think of. And I guess I understood the problem wrong. So what was the problem you were talking about?
The problem was about data corruption in disk drives, not about disk failures.
Okay.
Yeah, probability of all these corruptions are increasing. Latent sector errors, all these different types of errors, torn writes and misdirected writes,
yeah,
which basically mess up the data on your disk.
Okay.
Your disk is alright, but because of all these, some media, minor media defects and some firmware bugs, which cause data corruption in the disk, you can lose data. Okay, I think I was pretty clear on this. And I also said that people have important data on their disk drives,
mm-hmm,
and they cannot afford to lose any data. So, how do you make the disk reliable?
Okay.
To address all of these corruptions?
Okay.
I'm not talking about disk failure. Disk failure means the disk is dead. No, I'm not talking about that. Okay, so let's go, and do you want to meet again at 6:30?
I don't know, what would be the next task then for a break?
So, I guess.
I mean, I could think about this again, and what else for upgrade? Should we go with the simulation, or what do you think?
It's up to you. I told you what I would do. I would do the analysis. Now, if you want to go with the simulation, that's fine. If you think that the analysis is not the right way.
So for the analysis, what do we need again?
I would leave that to you as well. You think about what sort of analysis needs to be done.
Yeah, but you have some idea.
I think I had just a very rough sketch of what I thought we could do. We could, say, have a certain size of the disk, okay, and certain size of the scratch space.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the size of the scratch space, you have more copies or less, and you have a certain reconstruction model that I'm going to read in a certain way, and it takes a certain amount of time to read through. And also assume that there is some foreground workload, which has a certain distribution of access pattern on the logical space. And how can I have an estimate of how much quicker, and there is a popularity distribution also. So we say that, okay, 80% of the data that is in the foreground workload during reconstruction will be serviced out of the scratch space. Or I shouldn't say 80%, that's probably too high, maybe 50%. Then you say how long would it take to reconstruct with upgrade and with no upgrade.
Yeah, can.
So, but yeah, this is not an easy process, but it's going to be substantially easier than writing a simulator.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But
yeah.
So let's go because we're already late. And I recorded some something.